guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine,
And yeah, it's a nice sunny day.
girlies are fighting.
Oh, who?
Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Rick Ross, Metro Boomin, The
Metro,
Weeknd.
they say Metro Boomin's fighting via
He
beats.
said
I thought you were gonna say
Morse code.
Carisha and JT.
Oh yeah, those girls too.
But they made up. They made up. They were like,
JT and Glorilla.
oh yeah, that as well. But I thought they were on
I
a song
don't,
together. I don't know. I don't even know.
gosh, I don't know what's in the water. What's going on? What is going on?
So I woke up to Rick Ross crossing Drake, but I don't understand that because I thought the big three. I thought Rick Ross wasn't in the big three.
No, he wasn't in the big three, but I think he had gotten it. He got himself involved from when, what's it called? So when Metro Boomin and Future dropped that little diss, that diss to Drake initially. Rick Ross.
I didn't even know that. Do you know what? I'm so like such a pop girly that I'm just kind of like, I didn't
Yeah.
even, I don't really know what's going on, but carry on.
Yeah, the so Rick Ross unfollowed Drake when that
How are people
happened.
clocking this?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank God for the blogs, because the blogs were telling me that Rick Ross unfollowed Drake. So from then, obviously, people are saying, like, what the hell is going on, kind of thing. And then, obviously, in Drake's diss, which everyone was thinking, is it AI? Is it not? Drake mentioned Rick Ross by name.
Oh
So I
no.
don't know if Rick Ross had that reply locked and loaded, ready to go, or if he just recorded it in the last 12 hours or so when it dropped. Because it didn't even drop officially. I think it was just leaked, the Drake
Damn.
diss. Rick Ross said, yeah, I'm ready.
Well,
So,
the girls are fighting, as you said. I can't believe J. Cole saying sorry.
I didn't even watch his speech, you know, but I was so confused by that. I was like, why bother? Because he did this, like, the speech was what, how many days after he dropped the diss?
But
Literally a mere few days.
maybe he clocked. He's like, do you know what? This ain't for
I'm
me.
bigger than
Like,
this.
yeah. And everyone gasped me to do it. And it's not really a bit of me.
Fair.
But still, like, oh God. Because I listened to his thing and he was going off. Because I heard you maybe want to go listen to Kendrick's one. Kendrick was saying how there's no big three, it's just me. Okay.
I just can't stand the way Kendrick Lamar raps. Sorry,
Same,
I
same.
have to free it. I have to free myself. Like, I've tried. When people are like, oh, Kendrick's music's this, Kendrick's music that. Like, I have really, really tried, but it's too much. Don't get me wrong, there's a few songs where I'm like, yeah, I can vibe to this, I can listen to this, but what he's on, I don't know. I think it only works when Nicki Minaj does it.
I feel like he doesn't breathe. That's what gets me. So because he's not breathing, it's very much like da 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 da. And I feel like I am not breathing, so I feel uncomfortable. I feel quite tense.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate description. Like, I feel tense when I listen to his music.
Yeah, I do like the songs he does with the girls though. Like when he does a song with SZA or Rihanna, they come out cute.
Yeah, that Loyalty was a
You
banger.
know, and his verse on the I love bad bitches. Whose song is even that?
I don't know if it's not 2 Chainz song. Is it ASAP Rocky's? I don't know if it's a
Maybe
joint
Jane.
thing even. Maybe it's
I
all of their
love,
songs. I love
yeah.
bad bitches.
I love bad bitches.
That's my fucking problem.
Oh yeah, it is ASAP Rocky. You're right. That was good. I remember his thing on that. That was fun. But
Poetic Justice, absolute
yeah.
banger. Like that, I feel like he was more my vibe back then.
Do you know what, it's give him and J. Cole. Okay, I know J. Cole fans are going to come for me and be like, that's not the case, but it feels like you have to be well read.
But that's what
Do
they
you know what I
want you to
mean?
think. That's what I've clocked about J. Cole. I feel like that's what he wants you to think.
You got to be well read to understand the stuffs, you know? Whereas I need my shit dumbed down for me.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Do you know what it is? I've definitely accepted that I'm a vibes girl. I don't really care too much about what you're saying. Does it sound good?
And that's why I think Drake is the clear winner. I don't know. Obviously,
Yeah.
the rap guys are gonna tell us no, Kendrick is or J. Cole is, rah, tah, tah. But when I think about it, when I take a step back out of it, and I think about like I'm not even thinking about the generation or not even generation. I'm not thinking about people who are a bit older than us. I'm talking about people who are around like 35, 27, that age. Who, when you go to a club, whose song are you hearing? Maybe
Yeah,
even
the
40. Whose song are you hearing? Is it J. Cole? Is it Kendrick? Or is it Drake? It's Drake. Whose song are you hearing at brunch? Whose song are you even
and
hearing
that's
at
what Drake
graduation?
and that's what Drake is telling them.
Who is smashing the Billboard records multiple times? Apparently beating the Beatles.
Wow.
And I know people are like, oh, it's not about accolades, it's not
It's not
about
about
statistics,
numbers.
it's not about, you know, even these rappers, all three of them will tell you it's not about the Grammys, you know, fuck a Grammy, as they always say. But if one of them gets a Grammy now, it won't be the end. Anyways, who, I'm not even caving for Drake because I think he's a weirdo right now. But out of
Yeah.
the three, if we're going to keep saying who's the biggest, I know people don't like it because he's a pop guy and he sings and he's emotional and, you know, it's soft. Drake, unfortunately, is the clear winner. We have to be real. Everybody's lying to themselves. You lot are lying. Even when you think like, let's take ourselves out of the black community and we
Jake
think.
is gonna listen to this podcast and clip Vic just saying that.
No, please. I don't you've been acting way funny these days. These days, you've been way funny, bro. Way funny.
Yeah, he's been an absolute weirdo
But
recently.
I'm thinking like, take it out. Like step take a step back. I remember at school, people being like singing Drake song. They may not even like rap. Do you know? I don't know. I want to know how these people place themselves on a pedestal for this big free thing.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah, I feel like you said, I hesitate to cape for Drake these days because, yeah, I do feel like he's been moving a little, not even a little bit, very mad in the last few years. But you know what it is? I think it's because we don't know where this has all come from.
Might be
Them saying
exactly,
you're
yeah.
fake, you're fake, you're this, that, and the other.
They're not telling us,
There's
yeah.
clearly something deeper than just rap going on. But yeah, if we do want to look at accolades, yeah, Drake is the clear
But then,
winner.
do you remember when he was beefing with, exactly. So even when he was beefing with Pusha T,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The song that Pusha T exposed Drake's child, I can't tell you what that song is called. I can't even tell you how that verse goes. Is it
Sorry, say
how?
that again. I think you cut out a bit, but I
Oh,
do think
sorry.
that was
Can you
my
hear me?
recording. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
You know the Pusha T when he had beef with Pusha T,
Yeah.
and Pusha T exposed that he's got a child.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay. Do you remember how that song goes?
No,
Okay.
I don't remember.
And that is Pusha T's, one of Pusha T's biggest moments. Okay, people, I know rap people listening to the pod going, no, it's not. It's not. It is. It is. From when you take a step out, is it hiding your son from the world? Was that even his
Had
verse?
no, it
Well then, Pusha. And no.
that soldier boy. He said he was hiding his wealth from his kid, or his kid was it hiding his kid from from the world or something
Damn. Let me even put this on YouTube because I need to actually hear a little bit. Did Pusha T delete the song?
It should still be out there. I swear it's called. Is it? I swear it's actually called the son's name. Ain't it called
Story of
Adonis?
Adonis, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Bloody hell.
Oh, okay, I remember the song. He sounds a bit like Kendrick.
No. Yeah, I don't remember it at
It was like
all.
Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run, something like that.
Ah,
But it's
yes,
not,
yeah.
you're not spinning that in the club.
No.
However, Drake's one, correct me if I'm wrong, was Drake's one going back to back?
No, that was for Meek Mill.
Okay,
When
even
Drake dropped
that.
that song, yeah, I said there's got to be nothing worse than a diss track that's a banger that can
Okay,
be played in the club.
thank you.
And
Because
it's still being played to this day in the
because
club.
exactly, because And some people may not even know rap too tough and be like, oh, I love that back-to-back song.
Yeah.
Or like when the chorus goes on, I know the girls are going back to back.
Yeah.
But they're not singing Pusha's bit. They're not singing Kendrick's bit. They're not singing J. Cole's beef. When J. Cole, what, did you hear J. Cole, what was saying? He was going, saying that Kendrick's arms can't reach.
Yeah, you know what? I think there's just different, yeah, there's different levels. Like I feel like the future Metro Boomin track, that will get played in the club.
So what's happening there? Future and Drake. I thought that was
Yeah,
beef.
they seem to have started it. Apparently it's about a woman. So
I
yeah,
trust Future.
Drake is trying to talk to Future, someone Future's talking to, or vice versa. There's something going on, but I think Drake was slagging off Future to this woman, apparently, allegedly.
Hey.
So from there, I think Future's saying, yeah, you're fake. But again, this is all rumors, because no one actually knows. Future's just come on a track saying, you're fake, you're fake, you're fake.
But then, how do they know that they're talking about Drake? Is he saying, Drizzy, you're fake?
I think this is what I like to know as well. I like to know, like, how do people put the twos and twos together? Because I'm just listening to the track. I'm vibing. I would never think, oh,
That's
this is
about
about
Drake,
Drake.
yeah.
Yeah, specifically. But I think it's just people put two and two together. I think some of the stuff that Future says, people are like, oh, yeah, that's in reference to blah, 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 blah. Me, I'm not a rap babe like that.
Yeah,
That's
same.
it. This is a case for off the cuff.
Woo! Because them fellas and Chrissy Hive they'll do some encyclopedias. They will source. Hey, they will do Harvard Dictionary sourcing
Yeah.
for the rap beef.
They'll give you the real tea.
Because I was listening to their latest one, and they were saying like, they're proper breaking it down, and I was still thinking, I get it, guys, but still, and I know they're probably listening to this thinking, nah, because wrong. We're going to the clubs. Even Meek Mill's diss to Drake, Jazz, do you remember it? Is it? I've got Lori Harvey on my wish list. Is that his diss to Drake?
I think it was around that time. Do you know what? I don't, but I'm the worst person for stuff like this. Because I'm not gonna remember. I remember he tried to come back, but yeah, I think after Back to Back dropped,
One second,
I'm
Jasmine.
happy to be.
It sounds like a circus.
What's going
It's no, I just listened to the Meek Mill song sound like a circus.
on? Finished.
Yeah. They're not getting spin in the club, unfortunately. I know people and the thing is, I think it's cool to hate on Drake because it's like because he's so popular, and popular as in like has that mass appeal, but it also pop because he also transcends pop. It's
Yeah,
kind of like, oh, that's a bit soggy. And
I
you know how
agree.
black people we love to do, oh yeah, because I'm independent, I'm this, I'm that, black people, especially in the UK, oh, I'm independent, I'm not signed, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not pop, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not that. I'm not. My brother, accept the pop. Drake can go anywhere. That shit is getting
Anywhere,
sold
yeah.
out. He's dropping any music. All this from he hasn't put a good album since 2018. Why is it still reaching up in the top boards?
Yeah, it's facts. And you know what, yeah, I was speaking to someone about this the other day, and I think here I am again with the word jealousy. But I do feel like there's definitely an element of, because like with a lot of people, a lot of artists, they sort of have their time on top, and then there's like someone else. So they might have a good 2 to 3 year, maybe even 5 year run. And then there's like a new person. But Drake has been at his peak for, I think I first heard like the best I ever had. I was in college. I must have been first year of college. So let's say I was 16, 17. Obviously, I'm now 31. 15 years of being what you would probably be classed as a top rapper. 15 years of accolades, 15 years of number ones. And I feel like the people around him are probably just sick of it.
Yeah, I reckon so. But that, mind you, as we say this, it still doesn't mean that the J. Coles and the Kendricks aren't selling out shows. They don't have their loyal audience.
Absolutely.
Because I took my brother, I remember I took my brother ages ago to a J. Cole concert. Come and see how every single person there was reciting it bar for bar, even to a degree where I probably even argue that he has, in a way, more of a, not loyal, but more of a, you can tell if people really fuck with him. Because I feel like with Drake, you can just listen to Hot Night Bling and tell your girls, oh yeah, do you want to go see Drake? And then if he plays all the other songs, you're kind of like, oh, I'm bored. At J. Cole, everybody was singing the songs bar for bar for bar for bar, that I said to myself, I'm not going to a concert unless I know the artist. I was the only one there and I was pretending to mime at some
Oh
points. Yes, I
no,
did.
no. Had to do what you had to do. Fair.
Damn. So was Drake and Pusha T, are they even boys?
No, I don't. Yeah, they're still not boys.
No, were they boys to begin with?
I don't think they were. Were they ever on a track together?
Never. I've never even known them to.
Yeah, I don't think so. To be honest, I'm not even sure how their stuff started either.
Oh, apparently it came from Kanye.
Of course.
Anyways, child. Anyways, yeah. The girls are arguing, and we just
Yeah.
have to hope there's a banger in between it all.
Yeah, the JT and Glorilla stuff, that one confused me.
I did not understand any of those ones.
Apparently something happened, because yeah, like you said, I thought they were on a track together, but they said that backstage somewhere there was a rumor going around that Glorilla beat up GT.
Ah.
Yeah, so I think Glorilla, well, according to Glorilla, she said that when she was asked about it in public, she's just saying no, like we're cool, nothing happened. She's saying to JT when they're arguing, she's like, I'm even trying to squash it. Like, I'm not even entertaining the rumors and telling them what really happened, that you got touched. I didn't tell them the real story. And here you are online doing this, that, and the other.
Oh no.
And yeah, JT's saying stuff like, oh, but you know, are you hood or are you just poor? Because you told me that you used to sleep on air mattresses.
What?
Yeah, it was a whole ass mess. But in the end, Glorilla said, no more talking when I see you, basically.
What?
Yeah, so
Anyways, it's
a
quite
real
bush.
ass mess. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but JT's literally been fighting everyone,
Yeah.
it seems. And I don't know if that is tactical or if now that she's freeing herself from the City Girls, this is what she's
Yeah,
on.
but then she said that Carisha said one of the songs that JT put out was dissing Carisha, and I listened, and she even said it's City Girl shit, even when I'm not on City Girls, like kind of, and to me,
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a diss.
it sounds like I'm a City Girl even when I'm not, even when I'm
Yeah,
solo.
exactly.
I don't know, I chat, I don't know.
Yeah, this is why they say comprehension is key,
Oh dear,
comprehension skills.
yeah.
Because that's how you get yourself in trouble.
For reals. I saw something so funny the other day. It made me think of you. So I was watching, oh, what is it called? What are those two lads, Fuhad and James, what are their show called?
Shits and gigs.
There we go. And Sophia and Chintia were on. And I think they asked like a question like, what is your favorite food to order in a restaurant? And I was fucking, you know, like those best friend quizzes, like, or like friendship tests. I know what you're. And I was like, if this ever happened, I know this Jasmine girl, I know what she's going to say. And I was dying because I was not, I know. And the thing is, I know she knows that I don't really eat this. Oh, she's cooked up in her mind that I do. And it's a chicken, crispy chicken burger with sweet
Chili
sauce.
sauce.
Because if you had that test, that's what Jasmine will say. And then I will say something like king prawn rice or something. You can't say that. I would.
You know why I'm laughing? Because the other day, the thought crossed my mind again.
What's wrong with you?
You know how he said Oh, that we're gonna go to brunch soon. And
Yeah, I need
I
to message you about that.
was I was just thinking, oh, I haven't been out to a restaurant with Vic in ages. And
Oh,
then I
bless
was
you.
just thinking, oh, she always used to get a chicken burger.
And do you know what? When we laughed here, I was thinking if we did the test, I would have to write chicken burger to win.
Yeah. Sorry,
Just
Vic.
damn it. Crispy chicken burger
Oh.
at that. With a sweet chili sauce.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, we need to start this brunch
Yeah, I'll message
that
you.
we're doing. What was I going to say? Did you see, yeah, Summer Walker's worst hard launch I've ever seen?
No, I don't really understand what celebrities are doing. Like, I maybe I need to subscribe to a
Ah.
new website or new news
No,
channel.
but maybe it's good because it's purely my algorithm. Like, my algorithm on Twitter is giving me all the tea.
So what's going on with her? She got a new guy.
Yeah, so she, I think it was her birthday the other day. So there was a guy that posted her saying, oh, I love you so much or something. And then she posted a picture with him at some waterfalls location. And then,
Waterfalls.
yeah, basically, the girls went crazy saying,
Why?
oh, this guy, I don't know if he's like an adult content creator.
Oh, right.
Or if he just manages them. But a
Oh.
lot of the adult create content creators were saying, oh, this guy, he tried to manage me. But they were saying that it's almost like he was love bombing them. So
Oh,
it's like he,
no.
yeah, but love bombing them to the point of becoming controlling.
Oh,
Like when they're not
gosh.
interested anymore, he's like still messaging them, blowing up their line, threatening them, stuff like that. And there wasn't just one person saying it, like there were several
Oh,
people with
no.
similar stories, and I was just like, damn it,
Yeah, that's
damn it, damn it, damn
sad.
it. But her,
The track record is a bit funny.
yeah, and I hate to say stuff like that. I really do, because I really do feel like anyone can,
Yeah, it could happen to anyone. That's
yeah.
why I was really annoyed on Twitter when everybody was coming for Arnell. So she, sorry to move the
No,
convo quickly,
let's do
but
it.
the YouTuber Arnell, she has a child and she was with the baby dad for, even the term baby dad gets my nerves. She was the child's father for 3 months, I think,
Yeah.
and then they had the child. I don't know if they agreed or if it just happened. I don't know. I kind of don't care. But she's looking after the child. She's doing what she needs to do. And but the sad thing is, he decided 10 days into the child being here that he doesn't want to be involved anymore. Now,
10 days.
our energy realistically should be towards him. We should find his social
Absolutely.
media and we should be bitching him. We should be asking him, why are you contributing to this insanity? Why are you contributing to it? Do you know what I mean? To the traumas that we're trying to beat. What's going on, bro?
Yeah.
Instead, girls are doing up. And it was really sad because the girls were doing up. It couldn't be me. This is why you need to know him. Nah.
This is why we need to do better.
Guys, close your mouth. Unfortunately, and the thing is, yeah, then it runs in parallel with the whole kind of city girl, hot girl agenda, which I'm here for as well. Everyone should do what they want, go out, party, and like people saying like, oh yeah, you know, have one night stands, enjoy, be safe, guys, be safe, be safe. You know, you can get pregnant from that too.
Yeah.
So it's like that's going on parallel, but then we're also shaming her. So it's like,
Do you know what I feel like is a massive thing that is not spoken about? Is the fact that because there's so much like child hate out there right now, I feel like people honestly forget that some people want to keep their children. When they get pregnant, some people want to continue with the pregnancy. I feel like that it shouldn't even need to be said. But I think it's crazy that people come online and say she shouldn't have had the
Oh my
child
gosh.
because of this, that, or the other. And you don't know her. You don't know what she decided. You don't know her thoughts and views on whatever. You don't know anything about her. All you know is that she knows how to lay a wig. But you've decided.
To tell her that she's ruined her life. But
Yes.
it's like you're so
Bearing
much
in
as
mind, she's probably a millionaire.
that's the one that actually finishes me the most. Because we're always saying it to the rich folk who can not only take care of the child, give that child a good life,
A
that child is
very good
set.
life.
Wow. That child is set for life. When they were saying it to Halle Bailey, is it Halle? Yeah. They're saying, oh yeah, you've ruined your life, you've ruined your career. What?
But I do
No.
also want to make the point that it's not to say that, if you're not a millionaire or if you're not rich or, like super wealthy, then you also should, do this, that, and the other. It's not that, but I feel like there's people out there that think, I don't know. It's interesting because I feel like all of us know a single parent or have even had single parents ourselves. So I find it interesting that people of our age, so I think it's even mainly younger people even, or younger, are so regressive in their thoughts of single parents and all of that stuff. And there was a creator that made a good point, and she said, "Do you know that some single parents are not single parents? I don't want to say through choice, but sometimes it could be a death.
Yeah,
So like people
exactly.
act like single parenthood is always down to a breakdown in, I don't know, I guess not choosing the right man in or
And
taking
yeah,
a partner."
exactly. It's never because he decided to be a dick, and he it's always she picked the wrong person. People have said like that. I've spoken to someone who said that their parent was around for a very, very long time. One day decides to fuck off. I've heard stories like that many times. So
And how the
how would
hell
she
do
know
you
in twenty
account for that?
years? How would she know in 20 years he would fuck off? Also, that point, what you just said, Jasmine, that everybody knows a single parent, or sometimes we're even raised by one. I always feel that. I always feel like you don't not worry that your friends are going to see this, your mom may see, your auntie may see this, like, and you're just saying stuff online, like, oh, she should have done better. Oh, see, the black community's always got a single parent. Are you not worried? Like, we know this, that's our high, but we're still not worried about this. Is we have people around us who are raising children who are doing so well. Raising children, balancing it all, and you lot are not thinking, oh, what if my friend sees that? What if my no, it's too much for me. I think everyone's a bit sick.
And I do feel like what is the alternative then? Because like my situation, I don't think I've really spoken about my situation, but I was with Kaya's dad for over 10 years. Over 10 years. And you just don't know. You
Don't.
listen, you cannot plan. You cannot plan for it. I thought, yeah, this guy is it. I was like, yep, yeah, this is the guy I'm getting married to, this, that, and the other. And it's because that's what he told me. That's what I believed. He told me, if anything ever happens, if you get pregnant, da, 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 we're good. Don't worry. This, that, and the other. Cool. Like, and you can live as a family, you can behave as a family for ages. But you don't account for that relationship breaking down. And you get to a point where you feel like, is this the kind of relationship I want my child to think is normal? Do I want to show my child happy parents, or is it better if she sees both of us unhappy but together? So you kind of have to make a decision. But what? Someone's gonna come online and tell me, single parent households in the black community, this, that, and the other. And what's crazy is that you would think that other communities don't have single parents.
You'd
With the
think,
way the
child.
discourse is online,
You would think,
and it's
child.
like if you speak to people, white people around you would realize a lot of them also, they don't know their dads. They don't have relationships with their dads.
And the parents are divorced.
Yeah, the parents are divorced. Separations.
Fast as
It's
well, you know? They don't joke with that
fast.
one.
Fast.
I remember school was like, wow, it's like everyone's got a stepdad. You're right, it's not just us. It's not just, well, English. It's not just us.
It's fine. Yeah, it's just it was very, very interesting to watch. And I can't even imagine what Arnaud was going through. Like,
I can't
imagine so
even.
many people having an opinion on my life like this.
And that's the thing, we always say that women deserve choice and we should have choice, but it's like, it's not a choice if it's not your choice. You know,
Yeah.
you would have done this, you would have got rid of it, you would have done this, you would have done that, you would have done things better. But if it's not your choice, then she's made a bad choice. We're never happy for people's choice. If you watch her vlogs, you see the baby's so smiley, the baby's always happy. Of course that baby's happy, the baby rich.
That's like Rihanna's suit as well. That
Wait.
baby is happy. Someone told him the tea. Like, my mom is a
In the
billionaire.
playground. They said, you see here, yeah? Things are different for you. No, but that baby is always happy, so jolly. He's got so much love around him.
Yeah.
I do think we're very odd like that. But then I also, on the flip side, there's a girl on TikTok that gets on my nerves, and she's always gotten on my nerves, called Morgan Bailey. And she was always talking about how she got pregnant by this random man, rah, rah, rah. She's telling a story, and everyone thought it was entertaining. I was horrified. I was
Yeah.
absolutely, the reason why I was horrified is because I was just like, something's not right here. Why is the only story you're telling us is about this? Like you want to tell us something else, you want to do something else, like. And she, as the story developed, I was like, oh yeah, this is not cute. Like, she was telling us how, like, she didn't have anywhere to stay, and like he wasn't replying, the other baby moms were messaging her.
Oh my
now
gosh.
now he is in the picture, and they're vlogging together, like a family vlog.
Oh
And
gosh.
I'm like, but then again, I had to correct myself and be like, if I need people to have their choice and be happy with their choice, you do you. But
Yeah.
let me, because I saw a really good quote the other day. It was like, you can't control what people do, but you can control how you act. Guess what I'm gonna do? I'm not gonna follow. When I see her video, I'm gonna scroll on by, because that's crazy. The video I saw, the baby dad was saying that, I even hate that term. He was saying, oh yeah, you're lying, you're lying. I said, oh man. But you know, she got 1 million followers from it.
My gosh, I don't know. I find it so interesting because we're now at an age where that your child is going to grow up and they're going to see all of this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The internet is forever,
And also, I
like
feel
for
like when
real.
people get pregnant, people act like they're 12. Like they act like they're
Like
like
they're not
literal
grown women.
babies. Yeah, it's like, I know I've said on the podcast before, I know we like to go, oh, I'm just a girl in the world. I know we like to do it, but we're also 30. Like, well, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because I know we've said this time and time again, but the it could never be me gang, it really, really could. I can't stress this enough. I can't stress this enough. It really, really could. I feel like if you spoke about or if you spoke to so many single parent households and asked them, did you foresee this? Did you think this could happen or would happen to you? I don't think you'll have many responses saying, yeah.
Do you know what I think it is as well? I think it's a thing where when people see people in like healthy relationships or what they deem as goals, they believe that woman has done something to deserve that. She's, you know, she's healed, she's in her bag, she's, you know, they believe that she deserved it, she attracted that energy. She, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're by yourself, it's like, oh, you've done something, you didn't look out for the signs. And it's like, sometimes I just don't believe it. I think we're hell bent on that. And that's why there's so much content being like, oh my gosh, if you need a man, do this, do that. I keep seeing this one
Yeah.
girl on my For You page who's like, I got married with it. I met a man and got married within a year, and I'm selling a book. And I'm like, I don't know,
Because
girl, maybe you're just lucky.
if I tell you about the switch up of men, if I tell you about the switch up, you guys would vomit. If I told you everything that happened to me, you guys would vomit. People change. people change. You know that joke tweet where someone said, when someone says, "Oh, if you really want to see what a man's like, get pregnant." And
Wow.
people say there must be a better way. They're
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
They're right saying that, by the way. But there's so much truth in that tweet. I wish I could say everything.
Wow.
Because I too could write a book. I have several chapters of this book. But the switch up of man is scary
Oh,
and it's
yes.
real. It's so real.
Absolutely scary.
Yeah. So I do, obviously, because of my situation, maybe I'm even more empathetic. But definitely when I see and hear certain stories, I'm like, I know she's telling the truth. I know she's telling the truth. That he was doing this, he was saying this, he was that. I never saw any signs. I know they're telling the truth. Because it happens time and time again. Time and time again, honestly. Because some men, they even get jealous of their newborn,
Yeah, I
their
heard
own
this.
child. Some men get jealous.
So you want to be doing Google Gaga? What is going on?
And I want these people that have so much to say, how do you account for that? How am I supposed to foresee that?
Jealous of
That
a
this man that's
baby.
doing this, that, and the other will now be jealous of his own child.
But in what sense, like?
The time, the attention, they start being snappy, moody, selfish.
But you two, you're supposed to be looking after the baby, so where's the time to even be jealous?
Ask them again.
Oh dear. Frightening.
Trust me, it's there's a, like, if people really want to have this conversation, it needs to be had properly, not directed towards
Yeah.
the single
The
parent.
parent that stayed.
Yeah, the parent that stayed. And yeah, direct it towards the men that are not doing better, the men that are not stepping up and being parents or being good partners. Like, gosh, there's so much more to say than just, oh, Arnell should have done better, or she shouldn't have done this to herself. Like,
And she made a video and she was like, yeah, she takes accountability that she only knew him for a few months, rare tete. But it's like, even if you knew him for 10 months, 10 years. But I get what she means, like she's kind of, you know what, she shouldn't have jumped into it so fast, she should have taken time. But it's like, but my thing is sometimes it's like, okay, I get what you're saying. But what happened to you is hair. The baby is
This is it.
hair.
It's
What do you
too
do?
late. The baby is actually here. And what does it mean that she doesn't, Arnell doesn't deserve support now? Because what? Because she didn't do what you would have done.
And sometimes I think, do people like cut their friends off because like they had a child and like they had a child quick, and like do people have friends like, oh no, and they're like, oh wow, my friend had a child with someone who in 3 months with someone of knowing, and the baby that's not around, I'm gonna cut them off because we're not on the same, like, are people, what, like,
Wavelength. I don't
I'm
know.
confused.
I wouldn't put it past people. I feel like there's definitely some people out there that probably, like, low key, high key judge their friends, and they're like, yeah, I can't fucks with this anymore. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And that whole it could never be me thing. There was a conversation on Twitter about people talking about how people don't get up for pregnant women on the trains. And you know, there's a lot of talk on it and those people like saying their experiences. And I saw two tweets in particular that literally spun me. And it's this idea that people really think they're better than everybody. And one tweet, let me quote. My pregnant partner or wife could never be on public transport. It's impossible. You know, you can be 1 month pregnant and you can't see the baby. So does that mean, and you can still be active. Does that mean you're going to drive me to Central London for work and pick me up?
This is what we need to establish. Like, How, like, what are the logistics here? Are you paying for Uber every day? Are you dropping me to work every day before you go to work? Are we working in the same place? So I jump in with you? Like, don't know. I feel like maybe, and this is why I feel like it's my time to come off of social media, because I feel like I'm sharing social media, definitely, in fact, with people that are extremely young, that have very little life experience, because I feel like saying my pregnant partner will never touch public transport
It's like
as
they're
a
saying it like a
Londoner.
flex, like as a lot.
Yeah, it's a flex, it's a boy, I don't know what you lot are on, but yeah, that's not what I'm on. But I feel like that can only come from someone that doesn't know anything. Like, you don't know the world at all. Because it doesn't make sense.
Because the
There,
train's really
but
good.
I've even seen women saying that, yeah.
Yeah.
Which say, yeah, I'm not working after
Yeah.
3 months or something like that. I'm like, huh?
If you quit your job, what are you going back to?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but people need to start speaking to the elder people in their family, the older people in their family, and get real. Please.
And
Please.
then I saw another tweet as well. A girl was like, pregnant on public transport is not my portion. But it's like, I get it. I too want to be the princess of soft life and be flown everywhere and not have to get on the C2C or the Jubilee. But I don't know. I feel like everyone's a bit delusional. Like everyone thinks they're a bit better. Like, I'm not touching public transport. But we see, we ha they have the badges for a reason.
Yeah.
Like it's
It's normal, and I don't know, like, I feel like maybe you haven't even spoken to a pregnant person before. Because some pregnant people, they're like, you know what? When I got to a certain amount of months, I just couldn't drive. I didn't want to drive. I was uncomfortable. And what do you do at that point? Like, there's just, I don't know what people want, but there is a lot of judgment online. Like, a lot of people do this. Could never be me, boy. I don't know what you're on, boy. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of
There's a
that
lot of it.
posturing.
There's a lot of that. And I saw a tweet and it was like, us black people love to do that, but when it comes to being paid, we are dramatically underpaid. We don't, a lot of us don't have generational wealth in this country. Like, and we're doing flexi flex. Okay.
Honestly, I don't understand it. And I say this as someone who was pregnant when I was a student. Yeah. Guys, I'm so excited for when I'm pregnant and have maternity pay. I'm excited.
Because people are saying, I'm gonna quit my job. So no maternity package for you.
Gosh. Gosh, 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 gosh. Yeah, there's, I feel like if something doesn't change, a lot of people are gonna be shocked when
Yeah.
life really shows you. And I really want people, like that person, that guy that said my pregnant partner could never, I really hope that he's able to do that for his partner. I really hope that he's able to pattern it where his pregnant partner never has to see public transport. I really hope that they're able to do that. The person that says they don't want to work after 3 months, I hope they can do that, and you know, everything is okay. They don't struggle financially. But I feel like there has to be an element of, let's be realistic.
Let's be in the real world. But a lot of people aren't. And my worry is a lot of young people may see that and be like, yeah, what do you mean I'm going to get on public transport as a pregnant woman? I know, again, it may be uncomfortable at certain months. You might be like, oh, I don't really want to do this. It might be an Uber. That's understandable. But to kind of like flip your nose at it, like it's not a good mode of transport or that you're above it, it's crazy. I also watch OJ's. The People versus OJ
Oh, how was that?
series. It was really good. I had to go Google if them not won awards because they should have. Apart from
Oh, they didn't.
No, they did. Apart from
Oh, good.
the guy that played what's his name now? OJ. Cuba coming, what's I'm butchering his name.
Cuba
Cuba
Gooding
Gooding Jr. That
Jr.
acting was
You
it
see,
was
it wasn't
interesting. I
good.
don't know, it, I maybe it's because I don't know OJ or don't know, I don't really, I've not seen him in anything. I couldn't really gauge if this is how OJ is, you
Okay.
know. But it was very interesting because it kind of tells a wider picture of the story rather than just what OJ did. It was more of a case of like how it affected the lawyers on the case, how it affected who he selected as his defense, how Robert Kardashian got involved, how everyone's life was kind of affected by it, and how it became this kind of big media speculation. Because one of the lawyers, she was like, imagine like a lot, it would never happen in this country, how a lawyer's naked photos hits the Heat magazine. Imagine
A
that.
lawyer.
Can you imagine?
No, that's
It's
mad.
mad, Jasmine, it was mad. And I believe that the judge allowed some cameras in, so there was even more
Gosh.
media
Yeah, because
coverage,
I
you
remember
know.
seeing clips of inside, like especially when he was putting the glove on. That
Even the lead up to that,
I really remember.
crazy. Even the lead, because I was like, why don't I remember any of this? But it was in 1994,
Yeah, it was,
so I was one.
yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very insane. And I didn't know about the, how much race played a part of it all. I was very oblivious
Yeah, it
to
was
that.
massive,
It
massive.
was insane. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, if anyone needs something to watch on Disney, I mean, I'm sure Netflix are gonna buy it soon because,
Yeah,
or
because of
even
the
BBC.
interest. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch that because it's Sarah Paulson was the she was an actress in it, right?
She was good. I said she came to act.
Yeah, that woman can
I
act.
love when I watch things and people are acting. It's not just because they're pretty like Timothée Chalamet. I liked people to act, you know?
That's two jokes.
Sorry, I
But
keep coming
yeah.
for him. I need to find
Now,
someone else to come for.
when I actually think about it, I think you mentioned him like in every episode, the last few episodes.
I can't because like we're now turning into this generation of people who don't, they're, are they actors or they're just pretty? With the person that
Yeah.
played Elvis, not Jacob, I don't know his name, because I actually think he was quite good in Euphoria, but the other guy he went out
Yeah,
with,
the other
Vanessa
one.
Hudgens.
Yeah, I forgot what his name is.
Again, are you pretty or can you act?
No, it's good. And sometimes I do start, like when I'm watching something, I start to question that. Like, are your looks dazzling me or are you acting right now? These are the questions. Yeah, Timothée Chalamet, yeah, he can't act. He can't. When I was watching Dune, I watched Dune 2 the other day and I was like, yeah. I'm not convinced with what you're trying to sell me right now.
June 2 wasn't given. I heard it was really good.
The film, you know what? The premise and the story, the cinematography, like all of that is good, but I just don't know if it's executed well. Like, it's definitely not a film I would watch again. Like once I've watched it, that's it. I'm not coming back to it.
That's half of Avatar.
Yeah, so it's like it's just I feel like the storyline is good, you know, it's kind of like a story of the real world, but I feel like yeah, it's just not executed very well. Like I don't know if
Zendaya
it's
doing? Like, what's Zendaya saying in it?
she's okay, but again, it's like there's just I feel like I'm not invested. I'm not invested in anything that's going on.
Fair. I want to watch
Yeah.
her new film, the tennis one, but I feel like I'm going to be grossed out.
Grossed out.
Because I saw a quote about someone in the film said, I want you to fuck me with a tennis racket.
Sorry?
And they said, and someone quoted this as saying, that's not even the worst thing he said or does. I'm thinking, oh, I don't
Sorry?
know. I think I'm going to vomit. You know.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, you're gonna have to tell me about that one.
I did watch, what's that film I told you that is on Prime if you wanted to check it out because I bought it?
It's something letting go.
Anyone but you?
Yeah, I
Anyone
think
But
it's,
You, yes,
yeah.
with Sydney Sweeney, Glenn Powell, or Paolo. It was good. I really liked it.
It
Nine
was
out of
good.
10. Yeah.
I didn't even get to watch it in the end.
Rom coms are back.
Oh, rom-coms are back.
They are, but the funniness is back as well. We thank
Okay.
God.
You know what? I need to get back into my watching bag, because I feel like I'm also like I'm almost paralyzed at the moment with watching TV. I feel like there's so many things I want to watch that I'm not watching anything.
I hear you. That's like me at the moment.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna take it slowly,
I
very,
think
very
I'm
slowly.
just struggling because the stuff in my genre, there's not many of them. Like,
Yeah.
there's not that much cutesy shows right now. You know, I was watching The Industry and I was like, this is absolutely garbage. It's not for me. I mean, it's not garbage, sorry, before they come out of my head. It's actually good, but it's not for me. Like,
Not a bit
this
of
is
you.
making me stressed and not making me relax. Whereas Anyone But You was good for my mental health. You know, I finished
Yeah.
that film and I was like, I feel alive. I
You
feel,
feel good.
yes, that's how I need to feel. But
Yeah,
yeah.
nah, I hear you for real. Yeah, is that it for this week's ep? Don't know if
I
there's
think it
anything.
is. I
Yeah.
can't think of anything else.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. If there's anything you want to discuss with us that you want us to talk about or anything like that, just give us a little cheeky tweet. Yeah, catch us at Black Girls Living without the G on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. My account is jazz underscore BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm on Vixen EC on Instagram. Alrighty, guys, have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.